Hello, everybody. We're back again. You were listening to the McGuire Sisters with Picnic. I remember seeing that at the Capitol Theater many years ago. The time now is 3:45. That is exactly a quarter to four. And you mustn't forget the next show coming up, which will be the Back 40 with your host, Kevin McGarry. And he has a lot of good things to say and a lot of different views and what have you. And he will be coming back on with you, following me. Now, right now, we're going to let the music go for a minute, and we're going to go on with another guest, a friend of mine. We haven't got that long today. His name is Michel, and Deschamps. He's the man that reports flying saucers and knows about crop circles and what have you. What's interesting about this, because Michel and I discovered this in past conversations, about 39 years ago, I was a bored housewife, so I decided to report on flying saucers, believe it or not. We still had Falconbridge radar base in place then, Michelle. You've only heard about it, but I remember it. When something slipped out and they wrote up about a man reporting it, and it was on the front page of the Sudbury Star, I was the man that they were writing about, but believe me, I'm a female. And it was kind of interesting because when you get witnesses that corroborate each other all in the same night with big sightings, and what we used to call a flap, do they still call it a flap when there's a lot of sightings at once? They do, eh? And so anyway, after I was done doing it or lost interest or had my fill of it, whatever you want to call it, I know that one gentleman did it. My deceased spouse and I were on the top parking level at City Center, and we saw this man and we got talking to him. And then I think there was maybe one more after him, because we're now talking almost 40 years. And then you got into it. How long have you been doing this kind of thing, Michelle?
I've been doing this for over 25 years.
You have, eh?
Yeah.
Well, so there wasn't too much space in between all of this then, when we were talking about me having done it, someone else, and then you doing it.
Yeah.
So there's not that much space in between. Of course, you've got the new goodies to deal with, which are the crop circles, which really fascinate me, with people seeing balls of light and everything else going on.
Yeah.
And I find anything new that's come up since the last time we talked a few weeks ago.
Well, there's a little write-up in the Globe and Mail on August the 5th about sightings being more on an uprise this year than they were last year at this time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And where are the majority taking place? Or are they concentrated in one area? Or are they, like for instance, one time there was a big flap over Mexico City a number of years ago.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that going on now, or is it just a sporadic thing here and there? Or
BC seems to take the lead more recently there.
It does,
yeah. BC has had a lot of sightings, not just sightings, but also animal mutilation cases, as well as some cases in Alberta, and some abduction cases too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I remember the first one that we ever heard of, which was like an abduction sort of thing, was Barney and Betty Hill back in the 60s.
Yeah.
I got a copy of that book a long time ago and read it. And it was quite interesting at the time. If I can locate the copy, I will give it to you so you can have it for your archives.
Well, I happen to have the audio of the actual hypnosis sessions.
Oh, you do? Oh, I
yeah,
never did.
The
so.
Tapes. The tapes are actually at the McKenzie Library, and yeah. I made copies. And
you did, eh?
Pretty
good for you,
yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I plan to bring them on CD because they last longer.
Yeah, they would, and they take up a lot less storage area
exactly.
too, don't they?
Exactly.
I remember one case out in Alberta with some farmer out in a field or something, and
yeah.
he ended up with so many rontgens of radiation burn or something. I can't remember his name.
You might be thinking of a Mikulak.
Yes.
See, Mikulak, that was
yeah.
in Manitoba.
Oh, Manitoba.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about
yeah.
that.
No, it's okay.
I was two provinces out.
There's
so
too
what?
Many things. There's too many things happening. It's, sometimes it's hard to lose it to keep track. So
yeah,
like,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Well, that's a while back, too, though. I mean, I'm
yeah,
not mentioning anything new. Yeah.
yeah.
I reported on a lot of this stuff. And I would call up the astronomy department, the Jesuits here at Laurentian University, to find out what cloud layers were like or if there was a satellite going by that could have been mistaken for... you know, an unidentified flying object at the time or
yeah.
what have you. A lot of the cases, not a lot of them, I shouldn't say that, but a lot of them were mistaken identity that I reported. I'm only speaking from my own experience. Some were ionized air particles, some swamp gas, some hoaxers, And the other one was, I can't really, it's on the tip of my tongue, I remember, and I had it all memorized to impress you with.
Yeah.
I don't remember now. Like, it must be a senior's moment, or else an Arctic Blonde moment on my part, because my hair is Arctic Blonde, it used to be red. So, how are things going anyway? Anything lately around Sudbury and the show?
No, not really.
No, right?
No, I haven't heard anything. I've been contacted by CBC Radio, though, just a few days ago about
yes.
the sightings in Dryden.
Oh, really?
And what I did, the only thing I could do was put him in touch with the next provincial section director over from me, who is Ivan Sherlock up in Thunder Bay.
I see.
And hopefully he'll be able to get a lead on what happened there.
Now, what were they asking about? Do you know anything about it, or what was the story?
I wasn't sure what exactly, if it was just specifically Dryden sightings they were inquiring about, but the girl from CBC had said that the little write-up had come up in Globe and Mail about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to the library today and I found the little write-up.
Yes.
There was a larger, more longer article
yes.
on the internet.
Oh,
and
really?
And I printed that one out, and it basically gave examples of some of the sightings that's been reported.
Yes.
Mysterious balls of light actually chasing motorists down in New Brunswick.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, things like that, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And we're talking within the last year. So,
yeah.
But the Dryden, there's a Dryden mention in there, too.
Yeah.
So that may have been what she was inquiring about, and who could I put her in touch with to look into it.
We've got quite a good network now for reporting unidentified flying objects and crop circles and everything. I guess is this all-inclusive now?
Not really.
No?
You see, Canada is in the forefront when it comes to doing a survey. An annual survey on sightings.
I see.
We're the only country, actually, apart from Belgium, who actually does that.
Yes.
And the annual survey actually comes out of the University of Manitoba by Chris Rutkowski, who's the co-author.
I see.
And he is now, I don't believe he gets everything that's
yes.
supposedly reported.
Yes.
But he is now the main repository that the DOD actually will send their information, the Department of Defense will send their information,
oh,
or whatever
really?
Reports they collect,
oh, wonderful.
To him.
Yes.
As before, what they used to do was to send it to the NRC, the National Research Council.
Yes.
And most of the people there were, let's say, on a skeptical bend.
Yes.
And they would just basically dismiss the sightings as meteoric.
Yes.
And things like that.
Yeah.
So, and this guy is a skeptic. Yes. Chris Rutkowski is a skeptic, and I suppose a skeptic would be best placed to be the type to put out an annual survey because he has no biases.
Yeah, well, there is a bias. It's
yeah.
going to favor the side that says show me proof, so that
yeah,
sort
exactly.
of thing.
Yeah.
But I find that there's there is skepticism still,
yeah.
but there is more a general acceptance in the sense that if it's scientifically sound, for instance, when you have so many people who are trained observers like OPP, like police officers, or
pilots.
People are pilots and things like this
yeah.
who report something. They don't do any interpretation, and I believe that we shouldn't be doing any interpretation either. I do believe that we should be observing these things and recording it like you do,
mm-hmm.
but the interpretation, leave that up till the point at the time when we get proof.
Yeah.
And I mean, they could be from another planet, they could be from another planetary system, or they could be from another dimension. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're not at that point yet.
Proof.
But it does make for interesting reading, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Proof is hard to come by.
Yes.
But the one thing that I think J. Allen Hynek once before said, we have an embarrassment of evidence, so.
Yes.
A lot of physical trace cases, landings.
Yes.
And a lot of soil samples, like the difference between normal soil and soil that's affected by the UFO.
Yes.
And how the soil that's affected by a UFO does not absorb water at all, totally
yeah.
dehydrated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's,
oh.
a, it's on the videotape I just gave you.
Okay. Well, I'll be taking a look at that
so
over the weekend. And thank you very much.
You're welcome. This is
yeah.
information that somehow, for some reason that I can't explain,
yes.
is not being brought to the forefront.
Yes.
You know, it's that documentary dates back to 1979, for instance,
yes.
and some people
good
that just saw it today.
25 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, people that just saw it today, they says, well, I've never seen this information before.
Yeah.
I says, well, because people don't do what they're supposed to do with this stuff. They're supposed to educate people, not just keep the information with themselves.
Well,
you know.
And mainstream media, I mean, most of them are not going to
no.
have this kind of thing put out or anything.
And they won't look into it.
Yes,
they,
I know.
The CIA had their thumb in the backs of the reporters as far back as 1947, saying,
oh, yes,
don't look at this, and you'll get some benefits out of it
mm-hmm.
by looking away.
Yes, and there were also threats made, too, weren't there,
exactly.
Indirectly. I mean, I don't know who made them or anything. I'm not going to get into that. That's
yeah.
not what this is about. Well, we're heading on for 5 minutes to four, Michelle. I'm sorry today is a short day. Other plans we had made simply didn't come to fruition. Perhaps they will later on, but will you come again in September?
Oh, sure.
Okay, we'll have you back in September. In the meantime, I'll look at this stuff and see what I can make of it, and perhaps we can have a better discussion on it.
Perfect.
I thank you for coming, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Thank you.